I have already spoken on this during my discussion on the question you previously asked. If you consider the birth of a child who is ill congenitally, and also consider what happens to that child within that uterus, he also suffers, but his consciousness is very vague. And that suffering is somehow conveyed to the mother's consciousness. And if it is an ill child, it is the mother who suffers more than perhaps the child itself. But that suffering of mother is a referred suffering, in fact. You can't imagine how a child is suffering within the uterus, but you know that through the nervous system of the mother. What happens is, it is the suffering of the child which is translated into mother's suffering. And if that child is healthy and plays within the field available to it, then you know the mothers are very happy and they feel, enjoy that situation so much. That is, in fact, the happiness of the child which is transferred to mother's nervous system. So, through that we can make an inference that the consciousness of the soul would let it know and realize whether it is an ill soul or a healthy soul. If it is an ill soul, it would begin to suffer, like you suffer here on earth. Now, although the similarity is between the uterus, the embryo and the future development of soul, yet it does not mean that the starting stages are exactly the same. They are not, of course. The starting stage of evolution falls much back in history, and it is a very preliminary state of life that we find taking shape on this earth. But the starting point of the soul's development is the summit of that evolution. So the flag would be taken up for the new evolution, not from the same starting point, but from the end point of man's evolution. So the consciousness which will be found at the inception of this phenomena would be much more clearer as compared to the consciousness of the child in uterus. But when you compare that consciousness with the ultimate consciousness which that soul will achieve, then the similarity is exactly evidenced, and you can say that it is a complete similarity in ratios, in comparisons. That similarity is complete, but not in such detail that the soul would again take its start from earth, clay, and start go through all the physical phenomena which the body went through before. That is not what is meant. The stages, the similarity of development, the similarity of the beginning being so far apart from the end product, and similarity of the dissimilarity between the beginning and the end product. That is also a similarity of dissimilarity. How dissimilar the child is when he is given birth to the first second when it takes shape in the ovum. There is no similarity. So that dissimilarity will be repeated in the development of soul. The first soul which separates the body will be as dissimilar to the soul which develops on the day of resurrection as the first embryonic stage is dissimilar from the final stage just before the birth or after, immediately after the birth.